G'day, Alex. How are you? I called through a few weeks ago to inquire about getting my car booked in for a tune, and I was told to call back when I had the funds, and it's looking like I'm going to have that now, so I'd like to get it booked in.
If that's all right.
Thomas Lee, or Tom Lee, or No Name Media. Those are all the names that I've gone to. It was going to be parts and also a tune. It was going to be an intake. Yeah. Are you able to procure the parts as well? So I was looking at intake. Yep, sorry. Yep, so the basic stuff, intake, downpipe, and then I was also thinking about intercooler, intake manifold, and what was the other thing? Exhaust manifold, that's it. A Legacy GT or Liberty GT. O3, but it's a Gen 4. Yep, GT. Yep. So there's one on Marketplace, this car. I should actually say as well, it is an automatic 5-speed, although. There is a downpipe on Marketplace for about $400. I'm wondering, like, is that... Yep, for the 5-speed auto. Ultrax. They have one that they say is for the 5-speed auto, like it says specifically, 5-EAT. Yeah, okay. How much would a downpipe that you guys would be able to supply cost? Okay, that is a pretty significant saving. Because, yeah, on their website, it does say specifically for the 5-EAT GTs. Yeah, so have you... I'm guessing you haven't had any experience with the Ultrax. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yep. Sorry, one sec. Sorry about that. So AVO downpipe, and that's $1,100, you said. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay, that's all right. Yeah, that's not too bad. For the intake, I'm guessing you would just be putting a Cobb SF on it. What would be better? Yeah, because this car has tended to be my daily driver now for the last year, but obviously once it's tuned, I'm guessing it'll be quite a bit more rowdy, so. Yeah, because I don't have front wheel arch blinders. They fell out. As they tend to do on these cars. What's the price difference on those two? All right. Yeah, that'd be good if you could do that. It'd be easy enough to fab up an airbox, wouldn't it? Like, I could probably do that myself. Or is it? Yeah, no, I probably would just go off the shelf then. Yeah, okay. All right. I do have an aftermarket intercooler, but it doesn't seal all that well. So there's another problem. I have seen that you can get silicone hoses that might feel a little bit better, but I'm not too sure. It's okay. All right. All right. Yeah. Well, I've been told that I wouldn't be looking at anything more than 200 kilowatt, and even then, that would probably be pushing it with this transmission. Damn, that's a shame. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. All right. I mean, it'll be better than what it's on now, so that's something, I suppose. And then also the other thing I was going to ask about as well, because it's a bit of a shame this, but I got rear-ended a few months ago. There's no crazy damage. It's just a little bit of damage to the rear bar. But also the muffler on the driver's side has bent hangers. I was wondering maybe what other options we'd be looking at for the rest of the exhaust, because yeah, I know you can fix the hangers, but I might also take this as an opportunity to upgrade. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be really nice. How much would that be? Oh, yeah. Yep. If I could do that, that'd be cool. That's all right. Yep. I'll just check my list of notes as well. Yeah, so intake manifold, it had a crack in it before I bought the car, and it looks like it's been sealed. And also just maybe taking that junky looking plastic thing off and putting something a little bit nicer on. How much would we be looking at for one of those? Yeah, I understand that would. Yeah. 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 Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah. 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 Yeah, okay. Yep. Well, I will also advise there is a boost leak. I think it's a boost leak. It's either a boost leak or a vacuum leak. And yeah, it runs pretty shit at the moment. So, hey? Yeah, I brought it in last year because I was scared that it was knocking, but it turned out to be the exhaust manifold heat shield, which actually that was something else I wanted to ask about if I can do something about that because it is annoying. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, that's what I was going to suggest because I was going to ask about going unequal length, considering I wouldn't be making crazy power, so I could be losing much by doing that. But Jesus Christ. Okay, I love how much of a rabbit hole these cars are. Yeah, no, that's all right. That's all right. I think that's everything I wanted to ask about. So, yeah, should be good. All right. Yeah. 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 Cause, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm trying to get the car prepped for Geelong Revival, which is the last weekend of November, and I'm well aware that we're running out of time here with that. Do you think it's possible to hit that goal, or is that going to take too much time? Yeah, okay. Yeah. 'Cause yeah, I've done most of the maintenance on this car myself. I'd like to think that it's good, but obviously I'm not a certified mechanic, so. That sounds good. All right. What time do you need the car on the 6th? Thomas Lee or Tom Lee, whatever works for you guys. 0435 456 849. All right. Yep. So assuming worst, or maybe not worst case, assuming best case scenario, how much would we be looking at cost-wise? All right. Okay. Worst case scenario, or is that too open-ended? Okay, no, that's all right. Yeah, no, that's all right. That's all right. Yeah, no, that's all right. Yeah, no, that's all right. I appreciate that though. Yep, that's all right. All right, because yeah, I work at Cool Drive, so if there's any parts that you need from Cool Drive, which I'm guessing probably there wouldn't be, but if there are, let me know. Because awesome. All right. I'll see if I'm able to do that. All right. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much. See you on the 6th. Bye.